morning. When I was asked to have devotions, I kind of go back to something that I personally have been struggling with or need to work on. And one of the things that my wife actually helped me with this suggestion is just gave me a suggestion about, you know, keeping our relationship with the Lord and strengthening it. So I'm going to read out of four different chapters of Psalms. I'm going to start with Psalm 63, verses 1 through 5. It goes, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So this is talking about David's thirst for God. And, you know, that really needs to be our desire. If we want a deeper relationship with Him, is we need to thirst for Him. It makes a comparison as thirsting for water in a dry land where no water is. And I think we all know what it's like to be really thirsty and what it's like to have a drink. And, you know, that's kind of a challenge to me, is to, you know, thirst for it after, or in that way. Next, I'm going to read from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 7. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. This here, I don't know, it's kind of an encouragement to me in some ways, but also kind of saddening to see what will happen to the wicked. Sometimes I get the idea that, you know, why are we even trying to live a Christian life, a pure life? But, I mean, that's wrong to think that way, but it's kind of an encouraging to see that even though the wicked look like they have it all together, they really don't. They don't have anything together, really. They're losing everything. Also, Psalms 1, I'm going to read the whole chapter here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is a lot the same as the last scripture I read. Here it just talks about, you know, keeping our distance from wickedness. Verse 1 there says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. I think sometimes we get the idea. It's okay to keep one foot, or try to put one foot in each spot, and we can't do that. We're either in or we're out. And then also I'm going to read from Psalm 91, the whole chapter here too. This here's a lot of the promises for being faithful. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. Surely shall He deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." This chapter is kind of an encouragement just to see how he keeps us. He offers so many blessings to us by staying in his will. Sometimes those blessings are easy to forget, but you know, I want to do better in remembering that, and also just keeping my relationship up with him better. I guess that's all I have.